Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
Hey, this is Jim Graham from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore relationship instead of religion every week. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Once a world champion wrestler, now a champion for Christ. Once the Russian nightmare, now the devil's worst nightmare. And your tag team partner, Nikita Koloff. It's time to man up.
Welcome back. Here we are with another episode of It's Time to Man Up. The Man Up Show with the devil's nightmare, Jetoita, Nikita Koloff, and I have in the studio with me today a special guest. Well, they're all special, man. I say that every time, I think. I hope you as the listener don't get tired of hearing that. But special guest Scott Neri today with me in the studio. Welcome, Scott, to the show.
Oh, it's awesome to be here, Nikita. This is so cool, just to be able to talk to the Russian nightmare.
Well, were you a fan growing up?
I'm
just curious.
Yeah.
You were.
I was a big fan.
So
I'm from West Virginia. That's all we did.
The hills of West Virginia.
Yeah, the hills of West Virginia. And you put rednecks and wrestling together, and I'll tell you what, that's what we were.
West Virginia, rednecks, and wrestling all go hand in hand. Is that what you're
absolutely
saying?
Absolutely.
Okay, that's not the words out of your mouth. That's not for me.
I used to love to hate you.
I was going to ask, which I take as a real compliment. You know, somebody said that on Twitter the other day. They go, I hated you as a kid growing up, the 10-year-old me or whatever. And I responded, right? And I said, thank you so much for hating me. Yeah. And then they responded and go, I don't think I've ever had anyone say thank you for hating them. But so anyway, but
awesome.
No, I take it as a compliment because I guess, you know, I did my job, right?
Yeah,
I mean, you hated me. Right. So exactly.
I used to dream of Russian sickling people like you did Sam Houston back in the day.
Did you ever dream of Russian sickling me?
Well, you were bigger than me.
Back in those days.
Back
you're those bigger
days.
Than me now.
Right.
So we're going to get into that.
There you
but
go.
You're bigger than me now. So but back in the day, yeah, I had a few more muscles on me back in those days.
Oh yeah, you were big, man.
I was, but I tell people now, I'm not trying to impress anybody at this stage. Yeah. I'm just trying to take care of this temple, just honor God with this body.
Right.
And I'm not trying to look good in the mirror,
you know. Go.
There was a day when I wanted to look good in the mirror.
Right.
Just for the record, you know, my ego and whatever else, right?
Right.
Not that men have egos. Do men have egos, Scott?
Yeah.
They do. Okay.
They do.
Well, maybe we'll get into that as well. But so West Virginia, wrestling fan, do you have one quick favorite kind of wrestling memory other than hating me?
Oh, no, I've got tons of memories. I remember when you turned.
Okay.
And that was when you became good.
Yeah, when I saw the light.
When you saw the light. That was
became a good guy.
When you became a good guy, that was a great time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So you remember that.
Because that'll preach right there.
That could preach, right? You are right. Yeah. You are absolutely right. Well, so you love to hate me. So who did you love in wrestling? Who was your maybe one or two of your favorites?
I loved Magnum TA.
Okay. And as I affectionately called him, Magathia, you go down to the Russian nightmare.
I loved him. I love Lex Luger.
The total package. Oh, yeah. That's a good
and
one.
I was a big Road Warriors fan.
Ooh, Animal and Hawk.
Because I was a football player.
Yeah.
And so they came out with the football pads.
And you're a weightlifter, yeah, obviously. Exactly. As I look at you, others can't see you right now, but as I look, yeah. And you still are a weightlifter.
I still train.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit about that too. Yeah. But so you identified with the Road Warriors.
Yes.
And, you know, I was kind of known, Scott, just for the record, as kind of the Russian Road Warrior, just so you know. Really? She actually could have liked me, you know, and not hated me. I'm just saying.
Right.
Okay, so you like the Legion of LOD.
The Legion of Doom, yes.
The Legion of Doom. Yeah. You know, both those guys, actually, I had heard Animal gave his life to Jesus, mm-hmm. and I called him up and had a conversation with, invited him to a conference in Phoenix, Arizona, a Christian athletes conference.
Oh, wow.
And he goes, "Can Hawk come?" And I was like, I was silent, like, for a minute. I was like, Joe, you know it's a Christian conference, right? Because Hawk made no secret about his previous lifestyle, right?
Right.
I mean, he could party with the best of them. He made no secret about it. He could put you under the table. He'd drink you under the table. He'd snort you under the table. He's not going to do whatever, right?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to beat him in that game,
right?
So anyway, all that said, he goes, "Well, I just feel prompted. I should ask him." I'm like, "Okay, ask him." He called me back a few hours later, and he goes, "He said he wants to come." I'm like,
"Oh, come on now.
For real?" Wow. And he goes, "Let me call Pastor Larry." So I call Larry out in Phoenix. I go, "The Road Warriors want to come to the AIM conference, right? Athletes International Ministry."
Yeah.
All that said, condense the story down. When I got there, I'm like, "Larry, have you seen him yet?" Like, I wasn't even sure that either of them would show up.
Right.
And he goes, "No, I hadn't seen him yet." Well, they both came. Jensen Franklin.
Yeah.
Free Chapel, right?
Mm-hmm.
The church in Georgia and all over the world now. Was the keynote speaker that first night. Hawk was the first one to the altar. Got saved.
Praise
radically
God.
Saved.
Praise
radically
God.
Saved. Wow. Baptized him in the pool there at the resort in Scottsdale.
Wow.
And I took him on the road with me for a year and a half, mentoring him before he passed away. Incredible story. So,
that's amazing.
I don't know if you knew any of that story.
No, I didn't know that.
Since they were kind of your heroes back in the day. Yeah. So
I didn't know that. Wow.
But let's talk about you, man. Let's talk about, so you're a football guy. You're a weightlifter. And you and I have talked, but you went into a pretty fascinating career. So you, West Virginia, did you go to university?
I grew up in southern West Virginia.
Okay.
Son of a coal miner.
Okay.
After I was a big football player, I ended up going to Bible college.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Went to Bible college, and after I came out of Bible college, I went to Newfoundland, Canada.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
St. John's, Newfoundland, Canada, where I became a youth pastor, children's pastor, and went to neuromuscular sports massage therapy school.
Oh, okay. That's a mouthful. Slow that down. Say that one more time.
That's a lot, right? Neuromuscular sports massage therapy. It's not normal massage therapy. I was the guy that would fix you.
Okay.
So I went to, I trained in deep tissue, trigger point therapy. So I did a lot of work with athletes. So after I came back from Canada, I came in and did a stint with the Carolina Hurricanes when they were in Greensboro, North Carolina.
The hockey team.
The hockey team, yeah.
NHL.
NHL, yep.
Okay, hold on. I'm just trying to connect some dots here in my own mind. So you leave West Virginia, you go to the Bible College.
Go to Bible College in Louisiana. After Louisiana, I go to Canada. I've gone everywhere. I'm like Johnny Cash. I've been everywhere.
I don't know. I've been everywhere, man. I don't know if one show is going to be enough. We may have to bring you back sometime. But okay, so Louisiana school, is that where you studied with the massage?
Not in Louisiana. I went after Bible college.
Okay.
I went to Canada and went to therapy school while I was pastoring.
While you were pastor, so you jumped right into ministry.
Right, because I wasn't making any money as a pastor, so I needed to have a trade.
Well, wait a minute. Everyone thinks, you know, pastors are just like super wealthy. What a misnomer, right? People have no clue.
Exactly.
Some, right. I won't say all. Some people have no clue and understanding that, for the record, there may be some, I'll just say, quote, successful evangelists out there that have made a pretty good payday. But by and large, would you agree that for the most part, if you're in ministry, you're not in ministry to get wealthy?
Right.
If you're in ministry, let me just say, for the right reasons.
Right.
You're not in ministry to get wealthy. You're in ministry to bring a wealth of truth and knowledge and information to others who are sick and dying.
Absolutely.
And need the truth of God's word,
right,
to become healthy themselves.
Absolutely.
Right?
And the thing is, what I found is when I got my trade,
okay,
I was actually able to minister to more people in my job than I was at church.
Yeah, because you're out in the marketplace, right? Mm-hmm. Where did Jesus do the majority of his ministry that I can tell? It wasn't in the synagogue.
Right.
It's not that he never went to the synagogue and read the scrolls, because clearly we see that he did.
Right.
But the majority of his ministry, praying and healing, you know, blind men and you know, the woman with the issue of blood and everything, was out in the crowds, was out in the marketplace, right?
Absolutely.
So we'll fast forward. Now you were, so you come back from old Canada, and now you're with the doing some things with the Carolina Hurricanes.
When they're in Greensboro and they're now in Raleigh.
Okay.
And me training in Canada, most of those athletes were Canadians, so they wanted a therapist that had trained in Canada because the standards were a lot higher for sports massage therapy in Canada.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So I did that for a bit, and then I got hired on as a church to be staff in Virginia.
Okay.
Long story short, over the course of time, my travels took me to North Carolina.
Okay.
Now, this was wild. When I was in therapy school in Newfoundland, a brand new team came into the NFL called the Carolina Panthers.
Okay? Yeah, I've heard of those guys.
You've heard of them,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I've
so
heard of them.
While I'm in St. John's, Newfoundland, I think the Panthers came in 93, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 93.
Yeah,
that
sounds right.
Okay. Yeah. So while I'm up, they had only been in the league a year, and I'm up there in 95, and I'm leaving the school in 95. And they asked me, the students in Newfoundland, Canada, the farthest northeast in all of North America, they say, so Scott, what are you going to do after you're done with school?
All feet agree, Clemens Carpet is where you need to be. With carpet, vinyl, tile, and hardwood from the top brands, Clemens Carpet does it right from beginning to install. Voted number one by you in the Reader's Choice Awards. Doug, Chad, Benny, Pee-wee, and the team at Clemens Carpet look forward to seeing and serving you soon.
This is Nikita Koloff, and I want to thank Clemens Carpet for supporting my new show, Man Up, Saturday afternoon at 12:30 on the Truth Network.
Nikita Koloff, the Russian Nightmare here for Crescent Automotive. If buying a car is a nightmare for you, my friends, Brian and Jamie Johnson at Crescent Automotive make it simple to find your pre-owned dream car with no hassle, affordable windshield pricing. No matter where you live, they will get your American dream car to you, baby. DriveCrescent.com is all you need to know. Their whole inventory is right there with the right price. Everybody drives a Crescent. You should too. DriveCrescent.com.
And I stood up in front of class, and I pointed my finger at them. I said, mark my words, one day I will be working with the Carolina Panthers.
Wow.
Now, what was wild, I had no idea. Actually, it's like the Lord came upon me, and I basically foretold something through the spirit of prophecy.
You were prophetically speaking over your own life.
Yeah, and I had no idea I was doing that.
Yeah.
Well, needless to say, 2 years later, I was working with the Carolina Panthers. So I came back. Wow. I'm in North Carolina. And I end up meeting one of these athletes. I fixed his back.
Yeah.
He had been going to their trainers. He's been going to the doctors. Nothing changed. And all of a sudden, he saw me, and I was able to fix him.
You had the knowledge he needed in order to correct the problem.
Right. So what happened through that defining moment is I met him, and the next thing you know, we start doing life together, and he started connecting me with other athletes.
And you were doing that, at this point, you're doing this full time.
Yes. I'm completely doing that full time. Then, and through them, I started meeting NASCAR drivers, and I started working on all of the pro sports in Charlotte. I was the guy that did the personal training. I was the guy that did the sports massage therapy. And then I started, and I'm still now by the way, I'm still in church and I'm still preaching on the side.
That's not your full-time thing
full-time.
At that point.
Every now and then a church will invite me to go preach. I'll teach Sunday school. I was involved in ministry. And then all of a sudden one day I end up just growing my business to the point I even became a Krav Maga instructor.
So, yeah, I'm not even sure what that is, Scott, but it sounds impressive, just for the record.
Well, it's Israeli self-defense.
Israeli self-defense.
Yeah.
Okay,
that was
unique.
The hardest training I've ever gone through in my life. They about killed me, man.
Wow.
So I was trained by actually IDF soldiers.
Did you have to go to Israel to do that?
I had to go to Cincinnati, Ohio. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, don't go to Israel. I went to Ohio.
Okay. Plan B. We're not going to Jerusalem. We're going to go to Ohio.
Right.
Ohio.
So I went there, and it was the hardest training. We started with 16 guys. We finished with 8.
Okay.
And everybody else dropped out or quit. I came back on crutches. A buddy of mine that went with me came back with a broken arm.
Wow.
I accidentally broke his arm. It was my fault.
Oh. So you're the guy. I mean, for all these pro athletes and this, what was that training pertaining to? How was that going to be beneficial or useful to athletes?
I used it with how to basically, I use a lot of fighting techniques, you know, boxing, ground fighting. Okay. And it's all about fitness, right?
Okay.
And so, I wasn't teaching them how to kill people, but I was teaching them how to be fit.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Although, as a side note, if they wanted to, they could just teach them
absolutely.
That.
So, and
just
actually, in case. My wife and I did that. We actually had we did some training to we had to work with the Charlotte Battered Women's Shelter. We actually trained. We worked with multiple agencies.
Yeah.
So I trained my wife in Krav Maga. So she's a little lady, but I'll tell you what, I wouldn't want to mess with her.
Well, they say sticks of dynamite are little too, but they have a massive explosion, right? So So Carolina Panthers, Carolina Hurricane, NASCAR. Before we came on air, you said something. 2009, you were
I was voted the top trainer in Charlotte, North Carolina, through Carolina Living.
Top trainer in North Carolina Living. And so what an extensive background you have in sports, the sports world, and athletics.
Worked with a lot of pro sports.
Yeah. Now, so you're doing all of that, and you're doing some ministry kind of, we'll just say, kind of on the side, or it's not your main focus.
Right.
At what point then was it kind of like, was it an aha moment for you? Like, okay, I need to walk away from this career and transition into more ministry? Or was there a moment?
There was. There was. I call it there was like a godly discontent knocking on my heart.
A godly discontent.
And okay. So
I like that.
And it's the knock's getting louder. It's like there was an itch that you can't scratch. And one day, as I'm training, I get a phone call from a pastor in Canada. He says, hey, I want you to come up and be our associate pastor. And I talked to my wife about it. We prayed.
Back to Newfoundland?
This is Nova Scotia now.
Nova Scotia. Right. Okay.
Okay.
That's a little further south, right?
Yeah, it's south. Yes.
Not much.
It's right by Maine. It's still cold.
Still cold.
Still very cold.
Super cold. Okay.
So we go up there and we pastor, and I learned a lot of what not to do. It was,
you were lead pastor up there.
I was the associate.
Associate
pastor. So it was, again, ministry is not for the faint of heart. I tell people, one of these days I want to write a book that will be titled, So You Want to Be in the Ministry. Really? Okay.
Yeah, there you go. It's not for the faint of heart.
It's not. It's not. So we were up there around 3 years. And finally, the Lord started steering us up about going America.
Okay.
America shall be saved. We came back. And I ended up I started working with a man named Dr. Michael Brown.
Yeah, familiar with Dr. Brown. He's actually on the Truth Radio Network.
Yeah, I was his trainer.
Trainer.
Yeah, I was his personal
trainer. You whipped him into shape.
I'm the guy who whipped him into shape.
You know, I see his posts on Instagram sometimes, and he's doing like these core. Here's a 4-minute core move for, must come from you.
It does. If he shows you those green sliders he uses, those were the ones that I actually gave him.
He did show those, recently. His little mountain climber. So he's doing his mountain climber. Yeah,
I showed him all that stuff.
Nice. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you link up with Dr. Brown.
And what happens, I start... they start sending me to their schools all around the world, and I start teaching what we called power evangelism, because I was always an evangelist at heart, teaching people how to pray for people, how to just minister to them. And so I would go to all these different countries, the Philippines, I would go to the Netherlands.
Wow.
And it was pretty cool. And I'd come back to the church that was based in Concord, and I would
Fire Church.
Yep. And I was the guy that did the outreaches. So as I'm doing this, we enrolled in Reinhard Bonnke School of Evangelism.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I've already gone to Bible college, but I felt like I needed to go there. So Reinhard Bonnke, and what an amazing man. So we went to his School of Evangelism, my wife and I, and that's supernatural how we went down there anyway.
And you got to sit under some of his teaching.
Yes, I'm literally right beside, from me to you is where Reinhard was to
me. Wow, very cool.
And so... it was the most phenomenal time of just being around a true general of the faith. I mean, it's like Jesus was right there himself. At the end of the school, he prayed for every student. And when he laid hands on me and laid hands on my wife, I just, nothing really happened. I just felt this, how can I say, a burden for America.
There's maybe an impartation
yes,
there. Because he's well known as saying God gave him a vision to evangelize, you know, save America, you know, America
absolutely.
To be saved or whatever. Yeah.
So this burden, it was intense. And probably about 3 months later, I had an amazing encounter with Jesus that helped launch me into doing what I'm doing now. Right now we're stewarding a ministry that just turned 4 years old in January. It'll be 5 years old in this coming January.
What's it called?
It's got the most unique name in the world. It's called 420 Fire.
420 Fire.
Yeah, 420 Fire.
Well, that'll create a conversation.
Oh, it does. It always does. It's based on 1 Corinthians 4, verse 20,
okay.
where it says the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. So in other words, it's not you're not just going to hear another message. You're going to encounter Jesus.
Amen.
And okay. So we do a lot of evangelism, and we do a lot of, you know, we want
outreach.
A lot of outreach, absolutely.
That's your background.
Absolutely. And so what happens, we have these places that over 4 years, the Lord has had us start, we call them hubs of training for evangelism and outreach. And right now we're in 34 states and 10 different nations.
I was just going to, I remember when we talked, when we met and spent some time together, broke some bread together, I think drank a glass of tea together, tea and coffee. But you were telling me 34 states and 10 nations in less than 5 years.
Less than 5 years, yes.
In less than 5 years. I would say the hand of God is on what you are doing.
It's been an intense time. The main headquarters is based in Kannapolis, so that's where our church is.
Kannapolis, North Carolina. I'm familiar with K-Town.
K-Town.
Come on.
So what's wild is...
Do you work with a minor league baseball team there?
No, not yet. I don't know anybody from over there yet. What's wild, I've always been traveling so much,
you're in high demand. That's obvious.
Right. So I'm always gone. I'm trying to stay home more.
Okay.
But our whole focus is to be in every state. And so
All 50 states.
All 50 states. And there's some states that we're not in we're trusting God for that, and I'm learning how to work with the Lord instead of working for the Lord. And as a type A personality, God's had to really rein me down sometimes because we can sometimes make things happen ahead of him. And I've done that a time or two with my personality, but he has a lot of grace for me, man. So.
And traveling's good. Mm-hmm. As the Lord leads and guides and directs, but, you know, being home is so you mentioned this little stick of dynamite, this wife of yours. Uh-huh. What's her name?
Marcy.
Marcy.
Yeah.
And you have children?
Yes, we do. We have 5 kids.
Five, okay, yeah. That'll keep you busy too.
Yes, and we have 2 mastiffs.
Oh, I remember you mentioning that to me. Those are like small elephants.
Oh my gosh, yeah. My puppy, his name is Hank Williams. Hank is a year old, and he's about 130, 140 pounds right now.
It'd be like, 180 or something?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. He's got 2 more years of growing.
So your kids can put a saddle on him
His head is massive, but he's a sweet boy now. Stella, she's 100 pounds. That's as big as she'll get.
Gotcha.
But she's the female, but we've got signs at our house, you know, beware of dog. Nobody's just going to come up on our place.
So let me ask you a question. This just kind of popped up. Let me ask you a question. So, those who are listening to this conversation, I mean, you've done a lot and are doing a lot. Mm-hmm. And so for our listeners out there, everybody's quote busy, right? But so how do you balance, Scott, between ministry, your health background, your travels, your family, a wife and 5 kids?
Right.
How do you balance that?
Oh, that's the challenge. And the Lord's had to really work with me with that. Because one of the things that I've found, and the Lord was speaking to me, said, Scott, the devil's fine with you being a good Christian as long as you're a busy Christian.
Because you know the acronym for busy, right?
What is that?
Burdened under Satan's yoke.
Yep, there you go. There you go.
And busy.
Busy. And the thing is, you can be busy doing ministry. You'd be caught up in the machine.
I think it's good. And it's good stuff.
Right.
But keep going.
Yeah, you know, and so what would happen at the start of 420 Fire, I was like going full speed, and I was not thinking of my wife all the time.
Mm.
So after a while, the Lord had to take me to the woodshed. and
give me a little spiritual spanking,
give me a,
as we call it.
Come to Jesus meeting. Yeah, that's right.
Come to Jesus moment, exactly. And spiritual spanking.
Exactly. So he had to teach me how to slow down. And so the way I balance, yeah. So what I do now is I make sure that I don't take phone calls after a certain hour now.
Okay.
Because, I mean, we're in so many different time zones, it's challenging. I got people always reaching out to me.
Right.
But
right.
I have to make a hard stop.
Yep.
And so really...
To be intentional with that.
I have
that.
To. Absolutely.
Yeah, because family really should be the very first ministry,
absolutely.
Right?
Okay. And it really should. And yeah. So, but again, it's what good is it to have a growing ministry that's thriving and if you lose your family?
Yeah, because how many unfortunate stories have we heard of ministers, really the ministry became right. their mistress, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
They were more married to it than they were to their own family. Right. And how many kids' stories have I heard on Man Camp and other places
right.
of my dad cared more about the youth or more about his congregation than he did about me.
Right.
If I've heard that once, I've heard it 1,000 times.
Right.
So that's wise on your part right. to recognize that.
Yeah.
And be more intentional to balance that out.
I have a motto now that I actually took from the Navy SEALs. They say this, slow is smooth and smooth is fast.
Okay.
Because, when you take time to slow down, things will actually speed up in the kingdom.
Okay.
And so that's really the balance of it all. And sometimes I'll fall down, I'll get back up, but the main thing is put Jesus first.
Yeah.
Make sure that you spend quality time with your family. Make sure you rest. Make sure you take care of your health. And again, bring everything in balance because he wants us to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things will be added.
Okay, so Jesus first, mm-hmm. for those listening out there, Jesus first and your family. You mentioned getting the proper rest.
Absolutely. And take care of your health. Absolutely.
Take care of your health, exercise, nutrition. Mm-hmm. Yeah, eating. I mean, take care of your health,
yep.
And then the work where in America that seems to be the number one priority for many people
right.
should really be further down on the ladder,
absolutely right,
further down on the scale,
right?
And how can people find out more about 420 Fire?
They can go to our website 420fire.org. You okay. click on that, and you can find us. It tells you everything we do. It tells you our origin story and everything.
And here's what's cool about this. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't even know what countries you're in. You said 10 different countries. Mm-hmm. And what's cool is this show, the podcast version of this show, goes the latest number, I got to get an update, is 52 different countries.
Oh,
so
wow. Okay.
Somebody may listen to this show in another country
yeah.
and go on that website.
Yeah.
What is it again?
420fire.org.
420fire.org and go, oh my gosh, they're right here in my city,
yeah.
in my nation, in
yeah.
my country, right? And so you're doing some amazing things, and it's crazy how quickly this show goes.
Yeah.
But I can't thank you enough for coming in and spending time with us and sharing just a little bit of your story and just a couple things you said there at the end for those listening. If your priorities are out of order, mm-hmm. give them those priorities one more time, Scott.
Jesus first. Your family. Make sure you take care of your health,
rest.
And then again, seek first the kingdom.
Seek first the kingdom, and then whatever God's calling you to, you know, whether you're out there in the marketplace or maybe you are in ministry and maybe yeah. you find yourself have been so consumed with ministry or so consumed with work
right.
in the marketplace that your family's been suffering in the process
right.
or your relationship with Jesus has been suffering maybe, right?
Right.
And so consider those priorities that Scott just shared and maybe you don't even have a relationship with Jesus, right? Because mm-hmm. there are those out there, right, Scott?
Right.
And man, today would be such an amazing day if after listening to the show, after listening to Scott's story, that you made a decision. Maybe you're in the car driving, sitting in a hotel room mm-hmm. somewhere listening
yes.
to this show, to just humble yourself right now and just confess ask for forgiveness, repent, and invite Jesus to come into your life and invite Jesus to come into your heart and then take that back to your family, take that out into the marketplace. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself working, take that into ministry. If you're doing that, I don't assume that just everybody in ministry has a personal relationship with Jesus. But thanks for tuning in today to It's Time to Man Up, the Man Up Show with Scott Neri.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for coming in. God bless you, man.
God bless you, brother.
Men, I would like to challenge each of you to consider spending 5 days with Lex Luger and I at Man Camp, pursuing the heart of God. Ladies, if you're listening, we'll send your men home better equipped to be men of God, godly husbands, and godly fathers. If that appeals to you, give them your blessing and encourage them to sign up today at mancamp.info. Pastors, if you would like to bring Koloff for Christ Ministries and Man Up Conference to your community, go to koloff.org and email me. Remember this, it's time to man up.
If you would like to support Koloff for Christ Ministries, for a gift of $25, Nikita will send you his two CDs, Adoration and Declaration. For a gift of $50, Nikita will include his book, Wrestling with Success. And for a gift of $100 or more, Nikita will include a signed copy of his newly updated life story, A Tale of the Ring and Redemption. Go to www.koloff.net and donate today.
Nikita Koloff here. If you're needing to buy a car and have marginal credit and considering using Buy Here, Pay Here, that's worse than taking the Russian sickle. Winston-Salem Motor Cars will put you behind the wheel of a car you can rely on while helping rebuild, repair, or establish your credit score. Conveniently located on Silas Creek Parkway in Winston-Salem, be sure to check them out today at WSMC1.com because you are number one.
This is the Truth Network.